Hello, welcome. Thanks for coming to DMRF.
Professor Chris Packard is studying families like the Jacksons to try to understand why Glasgow is at the wrong end of the life expectancy chart.
And we'll see how many you can do within the 2 minutes. Okay? Go.
Been treated for a few things, damaged hip, physiotherapy, sciatica. I feel about 70, maybe 80 sometimes, trying to get out of the seat when I can't. I can actually stand, but my right leg stays bent and will not straighten. It's like, I think I'm learning to cope with it.
Moira's body is showing signs of age-related disease.
Where is the necrotic carotid artery here? I'm quite happy with that, actually. That's quite nice and clear.
But the most obvious causes, like diet, smoking and alcohol, may not be to blame.
One of the challenges for Glasgow is to explain why it has this record of ill health. We start where everybody starts, and looking at the classical risk factors, diet, smoking, blood pressure. When we compare Glasgow with other cities around the UK, we find that they have comparable levels of these things, and therefore our ill health, our excess ill health, is not explained properly by them. We're left with a large proportion of the problem that we have to find new explanations for.